Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Master Legend Show. Tonight's special guest will be the Armored Knight. He should be calling in soon. And so anyway, about the Armored Knight, we've been friends a long time. He's one of the guys that have stood the test of time. When it comes to real-life superheroes, he lives up to the name. I guarantee you that. He's got him an armored suit and all kinds of tricks up his sleeve, an electric bike that goes pretty fast. It's good to have an electric bike, too, because they're quiet. You can zip around places, easy to hide. You know what to do, you know. You bring a little camouflage cloth with you so you happen to track down some, you know, meth head dealers and stuff, you know, and you're trying to get a little bit of video evidence going on, and you just ride up quietly on the electric bike, and that's when you hide it, you know, a little distance away where no one's going to find it. Camouflage cloth helps out a lot, especially in the dark. Then you sneak up and take your pictures. Or if you see someone getting hurt, you know what us superheroes have to do. That's when we have to jump into action. So, a lot of people do like to put down the real-life superheroes. And they don't understand what it's all about. And I was talking about those who have stood the test of time. I'll tell you, those who have stood the test of time. Those are the ones that were in it for all the right reasons. The ones that really, they weren't just me. I happen to get thrown into some stuff. But my intention, and still is as now, is the real honor that to uphold, to be what is known as a real-life superhero. Some people try to cheapen it up. And, you know, just for publicity and hoping to make some money or someone make a comic book about them. Believe me, Master Legend has turned down some deals, because I thought they would dishonor the real-life superheroes. And I didn't want to see the real-life superheroes dishonored in any way, especially all the great super friends I have in the world, around the world. I would never let you down. You know, you already know Master Legend's pretty much an open book kind of guy. From the ghetto kitchen to playing some music or doing the old Master Legend out on the streets and whatever I can to help people do. You know, you don't always have to throw on the suit. That comes in handy at times, yes, but I go in different disguises. I do. It's a way to become more than one person. So when you want to become more than one person, that's a good way to do it. You can have many identities. For instance, as Master Legend, the armored suit. Then there's Master Legend. I've had a lot of different varieties of suits that I used to wear, and now I still have one of the full armor suits, you know, and it's all homemade stuff. A lot of it, you know, stuff I converted, you know, and got me the helmet, and it's got special lenses on it. So, and where I can also put a filter in the front of it, where if someone sprays me with mace, it won't affect me. Just won't affect me at all. That's the way that thing seals up on my face, and the protected lens, shatterproof. So, all right, I tell you, I can go on telling you all these stories about me, but that's why I got special guests, And here we go. I believe right now we have the Armored Knight.
Hey, Master Legend. This is Armored Knight, the Angelic Crusader.
Oh, good, good. Glad you can call in.
Oh, it's an honor to call in.
No, as I was explaining, you know, we all uphold an honor, that's for sure. We all do.
Yeah.
And now, as I was mentioning, you've been around a long time, huh? You've been at this a long time yourself. Superhero.
Yeah, ever since 2010, 2011.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When I first got started.
Yep.
I started as being Frank Castle, the Punisher, because that was my favorite hero at the time, and then everyone was calling me a copycat, and I seen a lot of Frank Castles and all that on there on the computer here, and I'm like, yeah, I need to get my own persona. So this is it. This is the Armored Knight, the Angelic Crusader, because I became
a good one.
And it was like a battle within me. You know, I was trying to be, you know, I was a Christian, but I was dressing as the Punisher. Something that was dealing with death and, you know, the Christian life and Father God, Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit and all of heaven deals with life. So this, I had to drop the fake persona as the Punisher, and this is my all-time, this is my new persona, and it will always be my persona.
That's good. That's good. You want to stick with that, because that's a good one you got going now, that armored suit.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What I was going to ask you about. You might want to tell all of our super friends out there about your armored suit.
All right. The Armored Knight's uniform that I wear, it is a mixture between four different parts things that I'm into. One is two of them's in the Bible, Michael the Archangel, the full armor of God, and then the movie The Masked Saint, which he's a pastor, a wrestler, and a real-life superhero before it was coined real-life superhero. And fourth and final is Assassin's Creed. I like their uniforms in Assassin's Creed. And that's what my uniforms look like, mostly like Assassin's Creed uniforms.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. But, yeah, the super friends out there, you got to check it out. And then that helmet, you got a really good helmet there, too, huh?
Yeah. I recently painted it white. It was black and silver, so I had some spray paint, and I spray painted it white, which I need to do some more touch-ups and get a more clear white on it. Because you can see the black shining through some parts. But I used to be, the job that I had was being a police reserve officer in my area. I go to church. I love God, Father God, Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit with all of my heart. And I want to help. My duty here on earth is to help our homeless brothers and sisters that's out on the street. I take $100 of my own money, and I go to Little Caesar's Pizza Shop. Get Little Caesar's Pizza, $100 worth. I take it out, and I hand it out. Each one of our homeless brothers and sisters gets a box of pizza. And I also bring either water or Powerade or Gatorade to them, and I hand them out free of charge. And we don't need to charge no one that don't have anything to give us. We do it out of the kindness of our heart. It says in the Bible, Jesus said it best. He said, when you do this to the least of these, you have done it unto me, meaning we have done it unto him. We come.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
I said, oh, I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about.
Yep. Master Legend, can I do something real quick?
Well,
it's about
only got a little time.
Little kid. Yeah, it was about the little the shooting victims that happened in that Christian school. I don't care about
another
the shooter.
Sad.
The shooter is gone. I don't need to mention their name because they're nothing. But the victims, this is to honor them. I'm going to sing Amazing Grace for them, to honor them. Here we go. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. This is for the ones that lost their life in that town that happened in Tennessee.
I'm sure they could hear it in the other dimension, in heaven's dimension. And
sorry if I got the state wrong. If I did, I'm sorry, but I just heard it, and I don't have TV, so.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. I was right.
Yeah. But that was another horrible situation that could have been prevented.
Yeah. Now listen, everyone. This is coming from me. We don't need. Here's the fact about that. Everybody's hollering about, we need gun laws. We need gun laws or safe zones. Well, that's just giving the idiots that has the guns to go in there and shoot the place up. Listen, you can lay a gun down all day long and tell that gun to go shoot someone. It'll lay there on the table all day long until the idiot that picks it up and goes uses it. It's the idiot's fault, not the gun. Now, these, taking away the guns and stuff, No. I don't use no guns anymore. I don't need that.
Yeah, well, you know, myself, I wish there was no such thing as guns, but, you know, you can only fight fire with fire at times, you know.
Yep, I know.
It's the only way to do it.
We got the holy fire we can fight with.
That's
the fire of God.
Right. Metaphysical swords. Yep. And guess what? I think I hear something coming, man. I think I hear the train.
Oh, no.
You know what that means?
The Jess is running.
The train, I got to go.
Pick you up and take you on.
I got to go hop the boxcar. Yep. All right. Well, it's good having you here, man. I'll see you next time, Master Legend.
I'll see you later.
Off on the road again.
Okay. Have a safe trip, bro. All right.